arguments over the continuing Miranda's rescue investigation hit a new crescendo before the weekend. On Friday, Shannon Miranda himself released a public statement where he made direct accusations against Humboldt Sheriff William Hansel and his wife Jody. Miranda began his statement with, quote, "Media coverage, social media posts, and law enforcement have continued to distort the truth about Miranda's rescue and me. I have fully cooperated with the investigation and provided everything requested, including my records, computers, and phones. I have been forthright and honest. The same cannot be said of the Humboldt County Sheriff's Office or my neighbors, Jenna Moore and Jennifer Raymond," end quote. Shannon Miranda's issuing of a public statement is highly irregular for suspects in investigative cases. Generally, lawyers advise against speaking publicly when a case is headed for likely trial and there is an active investigation by law enforcement. Miranda's wide-ranging personal statement goes on to detail a few key claims. With this story, we want to summarize Shannon Miranda's main points, the near-instantaneous reply provided by Sheriff Hansel, and information behind the statements, including the purported involvement of Sheriff Hansel's wife, Jody Hansel. Screenshots posted online since May and allegedly written by Jody Hansel include the comment, quote, "Yes, dig it up, the whole thing, in deep," end quote, in response to a Facebook user posting a link to an article about animals being shot at Miranda's rescue. Another screenshot showed Jody Hansel stating support in a comment on an alleged post by Jenna Moore, one of the neighbors adjacent to Miranda's rescue, who tipped law enforcement off to Shannon's alleged illegal killings of dogs on his property. No known posts or comments by Jody Hansel have occurred since May regarding the Miranda's rescue case. Shannon Miranda's statement also alleges that the Humboldt Sheriff's Department is releasing selective information for publicity, and that his neighbors Jenna Moore and Jennifer Raymond are being dishonest. The statement goes on to claim that the sheriff's office is using, quote, Gestapo tactics, and that, quote, inaccurate information and lies circulating about this case have fueled rumors, threats, and hostility towards my family and me, end quote. The statement's main arguments detail that Miranda's rescue euthanized dogs only in situations where it is allegedly wholly necessary due to primarily aggression and the inability to be safely adopted. Shannon also claims that shelters sent him dogs that were heavily drugged and sedated, and that other shelters refused to take dogs back when asked. Shannon also claims that all animals were buried legally, and that he followed the law when it comes to animal euthanasia and burial. Shannon Miranda's statement was sent to Redheaded Black Belt by the Harlan Law Firm at 1:18 p.m. on Friday. And within a matter of hours, Sheriff William Hansel had published a written response. Such a quick turnaround is unusual when it comes to communications with law enforcement and speaks to the severity and attention surrounding the Miranda's rescue case. Sheriff Hansel's response to Shannon Miranda was decidedly nondescriptive. The majority of the statement states his department's responsibility to conduct a thorough investigation, review, and analysis of evidence. Hansel also stated he will not rush the investigative process and that decisions on criminal prosecution will be based on a complete and accurate understanding of facts, along with stating that his department would only release limited information appropriate for a criminal investigation. Information released so far detailed the mass burial sites of hundreds of dogs, along with clear indications of bullet trauma across multiple animals. The only point Shannon Miranda made that Hansel attacked directly was over seized items and that an inventory had been completed and is available via the court record. Shannon Miranda had stated, quote, "Despite numerous requests, the sheriff still has not provided me with the list of items taken from my home and the rescue property during their searches, as promised," end quote. It's unclear what Shannon Miranda is specifically referring to. There is a current public records request for the list Sheriff Hansel referenced, and will report back on the list of items taken from the property when published. Shannon Miranda also has additional legal pressure, as the Oakland-based Rocket Dog Rescue has filed a civil complaint against Miranda's rescue. Rocket Dog Rescue released a statement that read in part, quote, "We did not make this decision lightly, and we are moving forward because this is about accountability." Rocket Dog transferred four dogs, Polly, Paddington, Scooby, and Rover, to Miranda's rescue on March 1st. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office later informed us that microchips associated with Polly, Paddington, and Scooby were recovered during its investigation of canine remains found on the property. We have since communicated with Rover's adopter and independently confirmed his adoption. At the time of the transfer, Rocket Dog was not aware of the investigation or allegations involving Miranda's rescue. We believed all four dogs would be safe in an environment represented as better suited to their needs. We were later told that Polly, Paddington, and Scooby had also been adopted. And nothing in our direct interactions or the updates we received led us to question that information or believe any of the dogs were in danger. The civil complaint alleges that those representations concerning Polly, Paddington, and Scooby were false, end quote. For now, the Miranda's rescue case sits in a strange limbo of national coverage, public condemnation, ongoing investigations, and still no criminal charges. Reporting for KMUD, I'm April Lewis.